Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. On this blessed Saturday, this is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive message on the broadcast entitled Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we do our best in the Lord Jesus' answer for you. If having the comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to take copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, we thank God for another blessed day at this 7:01 hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. We welcome all of you that are listening to us here on Blog Talk Radio on the broadcast, Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. And for those of you that follow us on Saturdays, hey, you know the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we await to our brother come on, once again, I want to take the time to thank the Lord Jesus for those of you that are listening far and near. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. So, another blessed day in the Lord. Another opportunity we have to see the hand of God to be displayed in our lives. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Thank God for his blessed word. Thank God for teaching his people what faith really is. Teaching his people what faith really is. You know, many times when you get down to it and the Lord begin to teach you things, sometimes you would think that there are certain things you knew, but when you actually humble yourself and let the Lord deal with you in your heart, you begin to find out that I thought I knew it, but it come to turn out I didn't know. Many of God's people at some point may have thought they understood what the God kind of faith is. Some of us have been coming to the revelation to come to understand, well, Lord, I guess I really didn't understand what it was anyhow. But thank God for his mercy and his willingness to teach us. Amen. Based on our humility before him, you know, and I thank God for it, you know, because people, we are in a time that the Lord, now get this, he desire to bless us and will according to our faith. And we're in a time right now, if there's ever a time to exercise faith to see God's hand move us now. I know many of you have been hearing on TV about the economy and the conditions of the economy. You're seeing the stuff, things that's happening. And you're seeing shortages start to pop up here in this country in different things. It ain't just in one thing. You know, just like the company I work for, we deal with runways and things of that nature. And for the last past 2 years, almost 3 years, and sometimes a little bit longer, but definitely, these last 3 years, there have been a shortage of parts, you know, parts that we need to, you know, build the items. And that has caused some people to have to go home early. Some people have caused them not to be able to work. Some people have ended up with 3-day checks for the week, 3- and 4-day checks instead of getting a full 40-hour check because they had to be sent home because no parts can't work. And it's been coming along quite a bit. And, you know, you have other companies like, you know, your Nissan car companies who couldn't sell vehicles because they said there was a shortage on this particular chip that they put in the cars. So you're starting to see these shortages happening here in this nation, money-wise and all this. But here's the thing. This is where faith needs to have its place. People, if we did not have any challenges, we would not know how to exercise faith if we didn't have any challenges. So if there's a time ever now for the exercise of our faith, it is right now. Amen? It is right now. Now I want to pass my brother over here. God bless you, brother.
Hello, everyone. Shalom. Jesus is Lord, and he's coming.
Now, how y'all doing there today in the Deep South?
Another blessed day, brother. In fact, on my laptop, it don't even give us a degree. It just say heat. That's it. Now it flash up 91 degrees. But at first it just said heat. He didn't even put a number up there at first. Just said heat. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the heating on, but you have to keep the air on.
Yeah, got to be very wise in your air. You got to be also praying, brother. You got to also be praying. Because once you see that bill, you be like, oh, my goodness, Lord, we need you right now.
Yeah, that bill would make you make some adjustments, there's no doubt. But think about those people in the countries. Yet there's a lot of parts of the country, they don't have, there are parts of, they don't even have electricity in some areas of different nations. Surprisingly, that many of these nations in certain areas don't have the benefits we have, like air. Because when I went on that journey back away back here, I slept in a lot of huts without any, no electricity and no air, of course. The only air I got for them opening them windows, and they didn't have any screens. So you invite all them special mosquitoes. You know, they had special mosquitoes over there, but
today.
So the word was sent out, them Christians coming over here, make sure you take care of them. The Anderson on, or she's still traveling?
No, they're not on yet. You kind of sound a little far away there, brother, just a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me now, or is it? Hello?
Yeah. Okay, I can hear you a little bit closer now. Yeah.
This phone. I've been having trouble with both of these phones for the last, I've been having trouble with both of them. This one is supposed to be a better one. But anyway, let me know when I drown out.
Okay.
I was just opening a scripture in the third chapter of Hebrew about faith. And a few minutes ago, and I was thinking about in the areas of, faith, the God's kind of faith. And I was thinking, by the way, hello, everyone in every part that's listening. We greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. This is Brother Lee from the Windy City of Chicago. We had a fair weather today, and I greeted it with Thanksgiving. It wasn't too hot, but it was, warm. And so I'm grateful for that. So just think about the use of the principle faith. I was just thinking about that a few minutes ago before you called. I turned to the scripture I was reading, and I turned to the third and fourth chapter of Hebrew, why the children of Israel did not enter the promised land. And I thought about this. How much faith do we put in our unbelief? a lot of powerful faith goes into unbelief. Ever thought about that, how much faith we put in our unbelief?
Yeah, we put a bunch of it in there too, bro. A bunch of it in it.
How much faith do we put in our fears and our doubts? How much faith? A lot, though.
Oh, yeah.
And it's amazing, speaking from both sides of the aisle, natural and spiritual, how much power, effectiveness when we don't believe or fail to believe and become strong in doubt. So that means I'm putting more faith in my doubts than in my faith. So accomplishing a lot, isn't it? So I believe in my doubts. I believe in my unbelief. And then I was just thinking about it, how much I believe in my doubts and fears. And I exercise a lot of faith in my fears and my unbelief. And it's very effective. Whatever you put your faith in, especially towards God or spiritual things or anything, you're going to have what you believe, right? So you put your powerful faith in your doubt and unbelief. And fears, that's what you're gonna, what we're gonna reap, right? Power of unbelief, especially concerning spiritual things connecting with God, but just in everything of life. You hear the word a lot. I don't know. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I can't believe that. And concerning God's relationship to His Word and His people, and I was looking at Israel. Coming out of slavery and bondage 400 years, and as they was being led, the nation was, I don't know, was it a three-day journey into Canaan. And it's amazing. Jehovah gave them ample proof that He was God, right?
Amen.
They saw 10 supernatural, miraculous things they had never witnessed. Can you imagine? 10 miraculous, supernatural things beyond the ordinary. They saw Him work. And they beheld these wonders. But they wind up on the journey from slavery to freedom, to liberty, which is Canaan, the land of Ham, which is the promise, the promise. They headed towards the promise, but they didn't reach the promise. So let's trace this. How much power is unbelief and unbelief in why the Bible says without faith is an impossible, Hebrew 11, what is it? Without, it's impossible, right?
Amen.
Well, this is a different type of faith than just the ordinary natural faith that we have in things. But it says, and if you look into that, run that down, 11th chapter of Hebrews, Paul says, now by faith you understand the world were framed. And he speaks out at the building block of everything that this Father does. Now, what's the building block? 7 building blocks. There are 7 building blocks to the gospel. 7. Hebrews 6 says, now leaving or going onward to maturity from these primary things, which are called the 7 building blocks, faith in God. And Hebrew names all 7 of these principal building blocks, which is the principal parts made of the gospel. 7 principal parts. And he starts out with the one that's most, and why does he stop out with the number 1? Faith. in God and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, anything that starts out at the primary beginning, one, is very important. Now, notice what it says. The gospel is built on first. It doesn't start out in the middle like we were left. It starts out with the first block in Hebrews 6, faith in God, our faith in the Father, whatever you, and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, it goes on to other six about, you know, repentance and moves on down to the last one. Rehearse at the beginning of Genesis, which most people have read, and it starts out with this, you know, and God said. Now, that's an action statement, and God said. That means there's some action in that. Some specific action, and God, and the creator, Elohim, said. Now, he said. Now, what is the power in the said, the speaking? Okay. That were not what made out of things. Things that appear was made out of things that does not was. That means invisible, cellular, molecules. And Elo said in Genesis, and he said. Now, the children Israel could not enter into the promise of God. How is it they came out of Egypt, slavery, bondage, and was on their way towards it? But we look at something. Paul says in Hebrew, now faith. Everything begins there. Now faith. That means a different type of faith, a God's kind of faith, spiritually speaking. In that only verse 6, he says, now let's understand this. It is impossible to please God without what? Faith, right?
Amen.
This ain't fading or what? I don't know. Keep it. Impossible. That's a big word, isn't
Amen.
It?
Amen. Yes, it
impossible?
Is.
Impossible?
Amen.
Some people say, well, you can say in the fourth chapter of Romans, how did Abraham get this special favor? We understand that Abraham, our spiritual father, example, believe God. Now, what is he talking about? Most people in the world say, I believe in God. That's not what he's talking about. Oh, yes, I believe in God. That's not what Abraham had when he says, and Abraham believed God, and he didn't faint. Now, why didn't he didn't faint when things on his journey to reach the promise, why didn't he not faint? What did Abraham have to pass through before he got there? Remember, what did faith have to, it said, now faith. And Abraham, in 4th chapter of Romans, and Abraham had the kind of faith we have to have in relation to God. Now faith. Now Abraham was the father of our faith, the beginning of our hope, because he believed the promise. The seed. What was the seed? The Messiah. The Redeemer. What did he believe in? The promise was true. What did he believe before he saw it? He didn't. Jesus had not been born. It's 2,000 years in the future, 3,000. He said he believed on it. He was told that there was one, a deliverer coming, and Abraham believed. And so his faith made him right with God, set him in right position with God, and he said he believed in his heart. Now, when Abraham was given a promise about Isaac,
here is the picture of what faith is. He's 100 years old, and the promise that he was going to have a seed to bring deliverance to the earth, the Messiah, the deliverer of Israel. Now here's the point. Abraham was told that he's going to have millions of people. He was told that millions of people was going to come out of his loins. Can you imagine this? A man is almost 75 years old, and God tells him he's going to have millions of people coming out of him. They're going to fill the earth. And he ain't even got one child yet by the promise. Not one, 75. What did he get to, brother? He comes to 100 years old, and the promise is not yet fulfilled. So,
amen.
Just look at yourself. I'm 75 years old. The Lord said, you're going to bring forth out of your loins the promised deliverer, and out of your loins, I'm going to make your people like a million, like the stars of heaven, millions of people. This guy is 75 years old and don't even have a child, and he's getting old, and he's 75 years old now. And he reached down to 100 years, 25 years later, nothing happened. So he's too old. So he's too old naturally to produce, right? So he says, I'm 100 years old, and Sarah is 90. What's the promise? Oh, how does he receive the promise? Through faith. And he embraced the promise. And he looked at the promise, but now he's 100 years old. He got to move out of self, a natural area of seeing with the senses, or knowing with the senses. He got to know God another way. It said he believed the promise, but he's 100 years old. Can't have no children. The woman, her hormones and testosterone, all that dried up stuff's gone. And Sarah, she said, it's laughable. She even laughed about it. I guess she had a big laugh, Brother Nate, when Abraham told her that God said she's going to have a promise seed. And Sarah's 90 years old. I guess she just laughed. Man, had a big laugh. They must have laughed about it. The people in her tent must have laughed. She had a joke, big joke. Time was a promise, and Abraham was 100 years old. Now, what is it that God, the Almighty, is trying to teach us? The difference between the God's kind of faith that starts at Genesis, the God's type of faith that we're going to have to walk by. Who is this author of the faith? It's Jesus. It's the Messiah, Yeshua. Now, he is the miracle of faith. Faith is a miracle seed, gotta be. Because it can't be understood by the senses, the 6-5 senses you could have. Because you can't, so the world operates on a different system. They don't see it scientifically or any other way. They're not going to believe it. In the physical realm, they have to see it. No, that's impossible. That's impossible. That's another realm. This is another realm outside of the natural. This is another realm of believing. So here we are. We look at the third chapter of Hebrew. It says in third chapter of Hebrew, beginning at 12, the children of Israel is on this 3-day journey to reach into the promise, to attain the promise. Can you imagine 250,000 or more people, and you've been chosen to lead into the promised land? How would you like that job, brother?
That's a great responsibility there, brother. Real great.
So you're going to apply for that job, right?
Probably won't be so quick to do that, brother. Probably won't be so quick to do that.
You got over 250,000 yapping people behind you just coming out of sleep. And you got to lead them along with some of the elders. But Moses, that's his responsibility. You need to take them into the promised land. And you got, it's not a long way to walk, huh?
Amen.
But it was a short distance, but why didn't they enter? It's a physical, geographical. Okay? It wasn't a long walk. I don't know, was it 3 or 4 day journey or less than 300 miles? But it was a short distance geographically to out of slavery through the Red Sea, walking in the desert. Why did they have to go through the walk of desert? Because the only way they could possess the land or obtain the land was they had to walk by faith. They had to learn what? To live by faith and obtain it.
Yeah.
Now, on the way, the journey was a lesson, like we're on the way to the promised land, but they didn't endure it and they could not possess it. Why couldn't they not possess the promise? They was headed that way, right?
Amen.
Amen.
They
were walking
that way.
Yeah.
But look, in the third chapter of Hebrew, how powerful is unbelief? I was looking at some things that was hard for me to believe. And my flesh and my natural mind that you had to break through, because your natural mind and your flesh said, oh, because you live in a physical world and you live mostly by your emotions. And most people rely upon their feelings and their emotions and their eyes. They see it naturally, then they say, I believe. But if they don't see it naturally, well, they don't believe, because they're not walking in the spiritual realm by faith.
Amen.
But because you are human, try to rely upon your senses, your 5 or 6 senses, and your feelings.
So
that's what we rely upon as human beings. We got to get out of it and get
into
the new man that he was trying to bring them in to the faith of Abraham, but they never did get to the faith. That's what Abraham believed. When he was 100 years old, he was dried up and strong. He held fast. It said he held fast.
Amen.
He believed against hope. Now, what
Amen.
Is the fourth chapter? He believed against hope.
Amen. That's so true.
He believed. What kind of faith is this? The children of Israel is trying to walk into this faith, but they couldn't get it.
Amen.
So it says in the third chapter of Hebrews, and beginning at verse what? 12? Anybody go ahead?
7.
5.
What
did it say?
By 7. Verse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in provocation in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your father tempted me, proved me, and saw my work 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in thy heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in an evil. And take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. Why it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in provocation.
Wow. Now it says they didn't enter because unbelief.
Unbelief, uh-huh.
Now, what kind of belief is that? That they were not able to possess the promise of God.
Amen.
The land was the promise of their inheritance. The promise. Now, it says, hold fast the confidence of your faith from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning to the end.
Amen.
What is the end of your faith? And what is the beginning of your faith? What the end? Well, he says he did endure it. So there is an enduring part of your faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Where you have to obtain another measure of faith.
Mm-hmm.
So this faith is given in measurements.
Mm-hmm.
In order to go all the way to the end, you have to receive another measurement of faith.
Amen.
The seed of the faith must grow.
Amen.
I said the seed of the word of God, faith, must grow.
Amen.
Or the tree will not blossom.
Amen.
Now, they went all that way out of slavery, bondage, across the Red Sea, in the desert. Why the desert? Because that's the testing ground.
Amen.
That's the testing ground.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Christians receive the testing ground of the desert, that's
mm-hmm.
where they find out where their heart is at.
It's so true, so true.
I said, when you get to the desert part of your walk,
mm-hmm.
that's where you're going to find a lot of place where you are, where you're not.
Amen.
Where you
that
are,
is so true.
Where
that's right.
I
that
know.
Is so true.
I experienced it. You
Amen.
Experienced everything.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
In our state and city, we have a lot of young people dropping out of school in Chicago, especially in my community. And I'll just be bold and say, in the black community, I ain't scared. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. Just telling the facts
Amen.
And we're just hiding in the corner. Okay.
Amen.
We like to hide in the corner. But I'm saying a lot of our kids, not all of them, are dropping out of school before they reach the second year in high school, even don't finish the first year of high school.
Amen.
Now, the excuse is, I'm bored. The second one is, it's too hard.
Mm-hmm.
So when things get hard,
Amen.
People have a tendency to drop out.
Amen.
Drop it out.
Mm-hmm.
I know while I was working on my job, they had a lot of young people who come in during the Christmas season. And some of the young guys would work a week or 2 days, and they just walk away from the job. Oh, I can't do this. This is too hard. I got to go. And they just walk out of the job. Just walk out. Wouldn't even hit the clock.
Wow.
Walk away.
Wow.
They couldn't take no orders. You know what? What's the biggest thing about the young? They couldn't take no authority.
Yes. Amen.
The supervisor was telling them, all right, doing that. I'm tired of you telling me. They couldn't submit to authority.
Amen.
Now, what has that to do? Well, Moses was the authority. He was the God to the people, and it's to Israel. And they would not hear the command of the authority of Moses because if they did not follow his word and catch hold to his word, they could not obtain.
Amen.
Understand this now. They could
Amen.
Not obtain the right
Amen.
To enter.
Amen.
Or possess it. How strong is our faith in our unbelief? Or just how strong is our faith in our doubt?
Mm-hmm.
How strong is your faith in your fear?
Amen.
Now, when fear, the fear,
mm-hmm.
Bible talks about, well, expressed about three types of fears. We're not talking about the fear of God. That's a different
Amen.
Type. But the fear in life of human beings. How strong when fear, you know, when fear comes, people put so much faith in fear that it overtakes them.
It's so true. So true.
because they believe so strong in their fear,
mm-hmm.
it comes to pass.
Amen.
When you fear, you help it, you give aid, comfort to the thing that it will come to pass.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, when fear come upon you, I always tell this little story.
Mm-hmm.
When I just came to Christ, hadn't been too long. And my grandmother, I lived with my grandmother, and she had been having a problem with high blood. And so one morning we woke up, and the blood was pouring out of her like water.
Mm,
she was
wow.
dying.
Mm-hmm.
We are emotional, human. So naturally,
mm-hmm.
we act emotionally, don't you know? Our feelings
Amen.
Come to the top, right? And our
Amen.
Fears come up, right? Here come fear.
Amen. Amen.
Fear comes right up.
Mm-hmm.
And it tries to take over you. It overwhelms you.
Amen.
People have died themselves because they were around a disaster and their own heart began to fail them.
Amen.
Now, understand that. Here you are in a room with something and something happens and you're looking at it and you die from fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that you in the hospital, they keep on living and you fear and die from worry.
Amen.
And fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
That happens,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Stroke. What happened? Well, the son, he came up there and he was so upset and he died. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Fear is sudden destruction if it have its complete way over your life.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of God delivers.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
When doubt, and we have them, the struggle with doubt and fears, when disaster comes, when things that we don't have control over. Now, as long as we got control, we mostly all good. But something that you don't have control, physical control of, I don't know
mm-hmm.
what this is going. This might be going sideways here. Yeah. It got sideways. You know, and we get all these attachments. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And we go right to the human part. Oh, no, what I'm going. What do we say, brother, sister? Oh, no, what I'm going to do.
Amen.
Are those some of our words?
Amen. That's right. That's so true.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, in the human, that's a natural reaction. It's a natural
that's
reaction.
So true. Mm-hmm.
But we go over here to this area. They're on their journey from fear and worry to faith to grant
mm-hmm.
the promise, but they can't see how they're going to do it,
mm-hmm.
how they're obtain, because the testing of their faith is every step that they're going to the promised land. And
uh-huh.
so they walked, and they will not hear the words coming from Moses, which was their
Amen.
Religion.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And which was their faith. That was feeding their faith, that they were
Amen.
Worthy to possess it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Each step, they begin to harden their hearts.
Amen.
And unbelief.
So true.
Now, we go to Hebrew. It says, Now faith.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now faith.
Amen.
How do we obtain this measure of faith? Because faith comes in measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone thinks that faith is the same in every picture. No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
So true. Amen.
That's not. No.
Amen.
No. Peter thought he had the kind of faith that he did take a couple of steps on the water. Notice that his faith was when he saw Jesus said, come.
Mm-hmm.
And when he heard that word said, come, he gained what? Faith, right?
Amen.
and he saw Jesus. And he stepped out of the water, and he took steps to go on his way. But then something distracted his faith, and he began to think.
Think, amen.
It says they looked at the waves. He looked at the water and the waves, and he began to doubt.
Don't you?
He began to doubt.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He began doubt. Hit him like a rock.
Amen. Amen.
The natural mind began to operate. The natural eyes began to operate. He said, what?
Mm-hmm.
How about you on this? What am I doing out here? The other stayed in the boat. The other 11 stood in the boat, so they ain't got nothing to say. They have nothing to say.
Amen.
I know you judge. They can't judge nothing because y'all were in the boat. Safety. That's called safety.
Mm-hmm.
Each of us has a measure of faith, and if we don't get out of the boat, it won't go where it ought to go, right?
Amen.
Amen.
Now notice Peter was the only one there to come to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Now going down to Peter's ministry later on, they brought sick people and laid them in the street.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
After Jesus gone back to heaven and the apostles been given that authority and power, it says Peter.
That's right.
They would bring people, lay them in the street. Why?
Mm-hmm.
That the Peter, his shadow.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
His shadow.
Yes,
they were,
Lord.
What kind of faith that they was putting in Peter's shadow now?
Amen.
These people have come to this kind of faith, Brother Nate.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
What kind of faith these people that Peter was coming that way? They knew he was coming that way, and they put all these people laying them down that his shadow would just overshadow them. They didn't ask him to turn, put no oar, sit in no chair, or nothing like that.
Amen.
Not to do anything but his shadow.
Amen.
That's his shadow for Peter. Hallelujah. I said the shadow for Peter.
Amen.
They just want the shadow to pass by that they might be healed and delivered. His shadow.
Amen.
That's some kind of, shadow kind of faith?
Amen.
I look at First name, what kind of anointing and what kind of faith we come to get to that?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But you see how Peter stood out for the measure of faith and trust that he had apart from the other apostles.
Amen.
I say apart from the other apostles. They had faith and grace, but Peter stood out in particular.
Amen.
Now, the measurement. Wonderful Jesus. Now you wonder, when Paul says in 11:6, without faith, then he takes us to the whole measurement of faith and the warriors, and he said he named the people. Now, he go all the way through Hebrew naming.
Mm-hmm.
He understand that faith.
Amen.
He named.
Amen.
He starts with Abel. He starts with Abel.
Amen.
He obtained the faith of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't stop there.
Amen.
The faith that gets you saved
and
bring you to Jesus, you got to move beyond that.
Amen.
That brought you to Jesus.
Amen.
That's called the saving faith.
Amen.
But you got to end your tour of duty.
Mm-hmm.
You can't keep that faith that only saves you. You got to go some miles down the road.
Amen.
And miles to go.
Amen.
The children of Israel started out believing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. Glad to hear y'all voices. I'll stop there and see what y'all say about this conquering and overcoming faith that we're going to have
There is a faith called the conquering and an overcoming faith that we are going to have to come to. That's no doubt about it, because you know what Jesus said in Matthew, it was about the end of the world? The hearts of men would be so fearful, their hearts would fail them.
That's right.
What is he talking about?
We'll have heart attacks.
It said, for looking on the things that are coming upon the earth, for fear their hearts would fail them.
That's so true.
We come into that day, right?
That's so true. Amen. So true.
We might well tiptoe. We're in that day. We're coming down the road.
That is so true.
We're coming
Amen.
Down the road, baby.
Amen.
We ain't seen the test of our faith as it's going to be in America, especially.
Amen.
Now, we would talk about what you're going to do when they try to force you to take all of these shots and backs and knees. We don't go down to the thing because that's too controversial. But when your government is bringing you down today to force you to do certain things, they start you off with little things.
Amen.
Like, come get your vaccine and your booster, and then your children got to come, and they're leading you to somewhere. Now, you say, well, they lead us because they want us to be healthy. Yeah, some of them probably do. I'm sure. But let's move on beyond that.
Amen.
Because if you get the government, they listen to everything. They got your phone. They listen to my conversation. So I make sure that when I speak, because I know they listen, they tap at everything now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put up, I'm going to start calling myself Nate. And my name is Nathaniel. I'm his twin. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right then.
Yeah.
Well, you gonna try to put it on Brother Clark? No, can't put it on Brother Clark, bro. That's too late now. Too late. Can't put it on Brother Clark. Amen. All right. Anybody want to add more firewood to what we were talking about? The measure, the wall. Nobody? No one?
Yeah, well, I was just thinking about this song. Years ago, we used to sing this song. It was said that said you can talk about faith, when you're up on the mountain. It says faith come easy when life is at best. And said when you go down, when you could get into the valley, there's trials and tribulation. And that's when our faith is going to be put to the test. We know at times, we can talk about faith so strong. And then when there's come a time of testing, and when that time of testing, it was determined, like you were saying, it was determined, where we are in Christ Jesus. Do we believe that word? And that word is going to be tried, and I'm telling you, and it's to be a battle. And we're like in a battlefield, a battleground, and Satan is for control, and Satan wants control of our mind, and he can rule us the way he wants to rule us and take us this way and this way. But then when we got to stand on the word of God. And we got to stand, even though we don't see nothing or hear nothing or anything, and that's when we have to really stand on the word of God by faith.
Now,
that's all.
Yeah. Now, how does fear and worry and anxiety and doubt start and take complete control now? Because our faith, our fear makes us put, natural mind goes to
what I can control and what I can see, what I zone. Mm-hmm. So when I'm out of control, I can't see, I can't chew, then fear takes over instead of faith.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, and notice, the end of your faith, Abraham could not see in the natural realm. Sarah could not perceive of having a child at 95 when God has given his word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Abraham, Sarah, she laughed when the angels come and say, you're about to have a baby, and she laughed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the angels say, you laughed. And she said, no, I didn't
mm-hmm.
laugh. Yes, we heard you. You laughed. Oh, you,
mm-hmm.
you laughed.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you laughed. But Abraham believed against hope. Now,
that's right.
Did he have a different level maturity of believing against what he could not see or perceive with his
mm-hmm.
mind, but
mm-hmm.
in his heart? Now,
mm-hmm.
men of Israel, they hardened their heart
mm-hmm.
because it had got into their heart. Now,
amen.
If you never can get the word of God out of your heart,
oh Lord,
and you got to get it. He got to first come through your mind, hearing, then
mm-hmm.
get into your yeah. heart to be established. Now,
that's
if you can get that word for being established in your heart,
mm-hmm.
and you inner man, he can pluck it
mm-hmm.
up. And
yeah,
every day
so
he's trying
true.
To pluck
so
the word
amen.
Up, pluck it up, because
mm-hmm.
that's the only rock that you can really hold on. That's the rock,
yeah.
the Holy Spirit going to germinate it. Now, he plucked the word out of your heart. When it's
mm-hmm.
in your mind, if it's still just in your mind, it's not in your heart, it's not established in your heart yet, then he
mm-hmm.
on good ground, he can get you. He can get you.
Uh-huh,
because
that's
what?
So true.
You're going to bleed for a little season.
Uh-huh,
yeah.
amen.
When it's still in
amen.
Your mind or in the shadow of the ground,
mm-hmm.
you will bleed as long as the things don't get out of your total control,
mm-hmm.
Your natural mind. Because,
mm-hmm.
remember now, when the
mm-hmm.
trials come to shake you or
yeah.
test you or prove you,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a trial.
Amen.
It's going to be a test.
Amen.
The test.
Amen.
Test. Everything
mm-hmm.
tested.
Amen.
Start out
Amen.
With believing
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of Israel before they got all the way in that desert, though. Boy,
mm-hmm.
things
Amen. So
and a quarter million people, a
mm-hmm.
quarter million people, almost a half a million, they say, died in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that? Almost a quarter of a million people, they more died before they
Amen.
Reached the promised land. And
Amen.
The only person. People who reached the land were their children.
Well,
those
yeah.
were the
so
birth
mm-hmm.
of the new
mm-hmm.
people of faith that overcome.
Amen. Amen.
The messenger of the Lord that comes today said the Lord has a people that he has preserved and reserved to take this
yeah.
work all the way. Now,
uh-huh.
what is he talking about? He says, mm-hmm. the messenger of the Lord says, the Lord has preserved and reserved in the far reaching
mm-hmm.
a people. They
mm-hmm.
are called his elect and chosen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you qualify to be the chosen and the elect? You have to qualify.
Amen.
You have to, when, listen, only two of the older people that left Israel, Joshua and Caleb, only two.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all those millions of people, the older
Amen.
People, only two.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua
so
and Caleb.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Joshua and Caleb.
Amen.
Now, what did Joshua and Caleb have that the others did not? Joshua and
they
Caleb.
They had faith.
It says Joshua and Caleb have a different spirit. Now, what
mm-hmm.
kind of spirit
Amen.
Did they have? How did they attain that? Why didn't they ever have it? They had a chance to have it. They had an opportunity
Amen.
To have it.
Amen.
Oh, wow. Well, I got to let Brother Nate, because we ain't got but 3 minutes left. Oh, you want to say anything, prayer before we go, Brother Nate?
Yeah, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again, that you have blessed us on this day to assemble together once again. Lord,
yes,
God,
Lord,
you watched over us and kept us, preserve us in the night hour. And by your blood,
Lord,
you cover us. You strengthen us, Lord God. You made us whole.
Yes.
And we're so grateful,
yes,
Lord, of the covenant of God and the promise of God that you've given unto us, Lord, this day.
Yes.
And we're so glad that you are a keeper of your word, that you watch it over
Lord,
to perform it.
Yes.
And that it would not
Lord,
return unto you void.
Yes,
dear Lord,
Lord,
we pray today that as this broadcast have gone forth, that every ear and every heart that has been tuned in, no matter what nation or country that they're in, have been touched by the power of the Holy Ghost through this broadcast. We pray that every word that has been spoken will go forth and be carried by the Holy Ghost unto the hearts of men this day.
Yes,
and Father,
Lord,
as we have planted the seed on this broadcast, we ask that you will water and bring forth the increase. That, dear Lord, that you may be glorified in the sight of men. That your name may be exalted and lifted up in the mighty name of Jesus. We're so grateful,
Lord
God, to be given an opportunity and entrusted with this responsibility of carrying the gospel out to the people in its fullness.
Yes, Lord.
So, dear Lord, we thank you for
Lord,
opening doors for us to continue
to
carry
Lord,
on this gospel. We thank you, Lord God, for healing the faith of your people as they pray unto you
Lord,
this day. So, dear Lord, we glorify you and magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy
Lord,
to be praised and you are worthy to be lifted up. In the
your
name
word,
of Jesus Christ.
Your word.
And Lord, continue, Lord God, to unveil your wise design and plan unto your people that we may carry out the instruction that you have sent unto
thank
us
you,
in this day and time. In Jesus' name
Lord,
we pray.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy in heaven.
Yes.
In the courts of heaven now, worthy is the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
Who has redeemed us by his own blood from all nations. And
yes, Lord.
They are saying before the throne, worthy is the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord.
And the saints and the angels and the 24 elders. Worthy.
Yes, Lord. Thank
you.
Worthy
Lord,
is the Lamb of God.
Yes, Lord. Thank
there's
you,
only one that can redeem and deliver the earth and
oh,
save Lord, nations and people. Him that is worthy, who gave his life, redeemed us through his blood, and rose again, ascending on high, loosed the captive, coming back again, has sent Elijah with a warning.
Yes,
he has sent the Elijah to blow the trumpet in Zion, to awaken the people,
Lord,
the midnight cry. We pray that every voice will come and know that Jesus Christ is Lord and Redeemer, the Holy Messiah, the Jews and Gentiles.
Yes, Lord. He's
mighty to save, mighty to heal, and mighty to deliver. Put your trust and your faith in him today.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Give your heart and your life to him.
Yes,
right
Lord,
where you are.
Thank
and
you,
he
Jesus,
will make you a part of his kingdom and self.
Yes, Lord.
We love
yes,
you
Lord,
with the love of God. We love
thank
you with
you,
the love of Christ. And
yes,
we thank
Lord,
you. Amen.
Thank
amen,
you.
Praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. And once again, we will have another broadcast tomorrow night at 7 p.m. So once again, we love you all. May
amen,
God bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.
Amen.